Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Indy Freeze is with us, and she's a manager of sponsorships and strategic alliances with Office Depot. Many of you may know that Office Depot is aligning themselves with NASCAR these days, and I've asked Indy to join us because she has an opportunity to tell you about that, where you can associate yourself even more closely with NASCAR. Indy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks.
And you work with another good friend of ours, Lynn Connolly.
I do. Lynn is my director.
Yeah, and she's been on the show many times before. We've gotten to know Lynn over the years, and she's a good lady. All right, Indy, tell us about Office Depot's association with NASCAR.
Well, this year, actually over the last couple of months, Office Depot, we've decided that, you know, pretty much we've segmented out our sponsorships a lot across the country. We have a lot of, you know, important markets to Office Depot, but really thought that we needed a national brand to align ourselves with so that we could fully, you know, activate what we think is a great partnership and alliance with NASCAR. NASCAR is, you know, the number two sport in the country. They have, you know, the number two ratings across the country when it comes to those sports fans. And we really know that sports fans are also small business owners. And so we wanted to figure out a way that we could reach out to those small business owners on a continuous basis, both nationally and then locally, because there are 36 NASCAR races across the country. So how we wanted to, you know, first set up our alliance with NASCAR was to come up with a unique opportunity for small business owners, something that they could not pretty much get themselves, but something that as Office Depot we could offer to them. So with NASCAR, we aligned to create the official small business of NASCAR, courtesy of Office Depot promotion. So from
this is where Office Depot is basically creating a little party with NASCAR, and they're going to invite some of their customers to come with them.
Pretty much we are. We are giving them exclusive rights to use, you know, the official small business of NASCAR logo. So they'll actually get to use those bar marks of NASCAR in association with Office Depot, something that really is set aside for large corporate sponsors because the cost is extremely high.
Right.
So we know that a typical small business, which we've categorized right now as 99 employees or under, 99 to go with our car sponsorship we have with Carl Edwards, these people will have the opportunity to register and officially become this small business NASCAR. And the party that we're going to be throwing is in Darlington for the race on May 7th. And the small business will get to have their logo on our car during
the winner race. The winner of the contest.
Yes, the winner
will be
of the
able
contest.
To put their logo. So and people are champing at the bits to find out how to join the party. How do they fill out the form for the contest?
Oh, well, we have two ways of doing it. One, you can come into any of our stores nationwide. And we have computer stations within our stores that have flags above them right now.
Right.
You register online. All you do is put your business name. You put how many employees you have. You have to fill out your age. You can either be an employee or you can actually be the owner of the company. Either way, if you're the employee of the company and you register your company, you will be taking the trip with the owner. We're going to have a trip to Darlington for four people.
How about that?
So those four people will get a what we call the Nextel Cup VIP experience.
Right.
And you'll get to come into the pits where they're preparing the car. You'll get to meet our driver, Carl Edwards. You'll get to watch the race from really great seats in the stands. And, you know, if you've ever been to a NASCAR race, there's, you know, the experience in the stands is amazing, and the experience down in the pits is a whole other experience to watch the car start and the energy and excitement and the noise. It's really indescribable.
Well, that's pretty cool. So mm-hmm. can they also do this on the website?
Yes, they can also do it on our website, and it's www.officedepot.com/racing.com,
right.
And that will take you right to the registration page. We also have a racing site. That page is part of it. It's www.officedepotracing.com. So
okay.
Either way, they can get to that site to register.
And also, folks,
business.
As you know, Office Depot is one of our corporate partners. And so if you're on my website, and many of you are in any given day, there's a bright red banner that pops up on the page every other page or so that you can click on. It'll take you right there. So I encourage you to check this out and sign up. And you might have a chance to do all the things that Indy just said, including have your company logo on a real NASCAR. We're going to come back and talk to Indy some more right after these messages. I want to hear about this guy, Carl Edwards. He's a NASCAR driver who thinks he's a small business owner. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You have to go on and do it all day.
We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and that's one of the places where you can find a link to go to Office Depot's page where you can enter the contest to if you're an owner or an employee of a small business to be able to get your logo, your company name and logo on a NASCAR, on Carl Edwards NASCAR, his number 99 car, thanks to Office Depot. And Indy Freeze is our guest. She's the manager of this operation and the sponsorships and strategic alliances for Office Depot. She's managing this NASCAR relationship. And Indy, one of my goals is to do everything I can do to help one of my audience members become that person who's on that car. That's
all they have to do is register.
That's right. Go ahead and do that early and often.
Registration ends next Sunday.
Oh, yes, April. That's right. It ends on what, the 10th? Was that
the 10th.
On the 10th.
So we're in our last week.
So you got less than a week, folks, to do that. So get on with it. And you can do it in the stores, too. And so the people who win are going to be able to literally go to Darlington and be part of the team, so to speak.
Absolutely. They're going to get a trip. For, again, four people all together. They'll get to come before the race. They'll get to meet Carl Edwards. We were trying to set up an opportunity, too, to meet the owner, Jack Roush, which is himself an amazing story of a business owner, a successful one, who's truly passionate about what he does. We're actually going to be doing a parade lap. So before the race, that small business will get to be in the parade lap where we introduce the drivers to all of the people in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
They will get to watch the start of the race from a very unique place in the garage, in the pits, and get to be at the race itself. And it'll be a whole weekend trip. We'll fly you out there. We'll keep you there. We'll feed you. All that kind of stuff.
All right. That sounds good. Now, this guy, Carl Edwards, this driver,
he
thinks he's a small business owner.
Yeah, he
What's
really
up with
does.
That?
When we met Carl, his background is he's just, again, a passionate person about what he does, but he sees what he did to get to where he is right now as a small business owner. He did proposals. He said he stayed up many a late night making copies of his proposals and making business cards and handing them out to pretty much anyone he could meet at tracks and sending them in to big corporations to try to get sponsorships. And to
mm-hmm.
him, he is his own business, and he again, really believed that he had something unique to offer, which was he was a great driver.
You know, there are a lot of people out there in the sports world
mm-hmm.
that are small business owners. These drivers are, because if they don't win, if they don't place well, if they don't do well, they don't have a job. They're out of work.
Absolutely.
Professional golfers are like that.
Yep.
And because if they don't play well, you know, they don't eat well.
Yeah,
and,
pretty much.
And so there are a lot of people out there in the sports world who we look at them and we think of them as as celebrities. We think of them as people who are, you know, part of the fortunate few. But the truth is that in many ways, a lot of these people are small business owners, just like me and like the members of my audience.
Absolutely. And, you know, truly, it's been interesting in a driver like Carl Edwards, who is very new to the NASCAR scene, and you're really seeing this progression of somebody who has been marketing himself, has been waiting for his opportunity, and he's, you know, put a lot of time and a lot of effort into it over the past several years, and he's just now beginning to reap the rewards on a national level, being part of the Nextel Cup series. So it's a great experience to watch Carl do this, but you can definitely see his appreciation for everything he has, for the fact that it was pretty much him and his mom trying to market himself and trying to give him that chance. So
one of the things that's been interesting about NASCAR, and you know, I'd like for you to speak to this a little bit, and I think this has surprised a lot of people, and that is the interest of women in NASCAR.
Oh,
I mean, I know women in every quadrant of this country, not just the South, where a lot of people think NASCAR kind of got its origins. But right. I know women all over this country who are nuts about NASCAR.
Oh, they are.
Now, what is it about women in NASCAR?
Oh, I mean, there's so much to it. I was just explaining earlier, as someone that's pretty much becoming more and more of a fan of NASCAR, there's such an interesting aspect to it between the drivers and their personalities, which, of course, is always engaging, but also the strategy behind the racing. I mean, it's an interesting sport, and I think women can definitely appreciate the fact that, you know, the hard work and strategy that goes into being
part of the sport. Now, wait a
minute,
Indy.
Yes.
Now, come on, you're not going to tell me that women are watching because of the strategy.
They're watching for two reasons.
Tell us the other reason.
The personalities of the drivers.
They like the personalities of the driver. They're watching it because they pick out a driver that they think is cute and they follow him.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't they do that?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Who's your favorite driver? Who's the real cute one out there?
Oh no, Carl Edwards.
Oh, Carl. Okay.
Our driver. He pretty much has it all.
Well, I know you have to say that, but
yes.
But anyway.
There's a couple other cute ones I've seen walking around the track.
I bet you have. Well, that's okay, isn't it? I mean, that's all part of the total package, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But the women fans in NASCAR, I think it's over 50%, and it's consistently growing, and it's really one of the reasons we also wanted to be involved, because, you know, we do have a strong focus on women, and we want to be where women are. We want to see what it is that makes them tick and what they're interested in, and be a part of that with them. So going to a race, you definitely see it's a split. It has pretty much the same demographics that you'll see in a couple other sports.
Indy, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, you can go to officedepot.com. You can go to my website, jbsba.com. And we're going to give you another one in a minute that you can go to join this contest and to be part of this. Maybe get your logo on a NASCAR. When we come back, I'm going to ask about small businesses sponsoring NASCAR. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. A little Steely Dan for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Indy Freeze is our guest, and she, you know, this is, I love the fact that Indy is involved in this NASCAR project, because we've got a lady named Indy. Who is working with NASCAR and Indy? I know I'm not the only person to ever tell you this, but that's a really sweet irony there.
It is. It's very well. Of course, growing up with the name Indy, I've heard it my whole life about at least the Indy 500. So now that I'm in NASCAR, it's come full circle for me.
What are the chances, right?
I think it was a little bit of destiny.
I think you're right. Indy, give us the website. There's an official Office Depot NASCAR website, isn't there?
There is, and again, it's Office Depot Racing. .com. And that, when you go to that exact web address, you'll come up with our homepage. And through that, you can click through to register for our sweepstakes. And if you want to register directly for the official Small Business of NASCAR, you just want to get up on the page, register real quick. You go to officedepot.com/racing. and that will bring you right to the sweepstakes page.
And as I said, if you're on my site, you see the red banners there on my pages. Just click on that, and that'll take you right to the place where you can join. You can enter the contest, and I want one of my audience members to have an opportunity to get their logo on that car. So sign up, folks, and make my dream come true. Indy, I want to talk about NASCAR advertising.
Okay.
There's lots of car racing around the country. There's the Busch League, which is a little, you know, sort of the I wouldn't call it the farm league of NASCAR, but it's a little smaller group. And then there are more local groups. There's drag racing, there's dirt track, and all kinds of different things. Is this an area of advertising you think small business owners should think about for their own local small business?
Well, I think what you have to think about when it comes to racing in general is the loyalty of the fans that watch, whether it's drag racing or the local dirt tracks or up to NASCAR. I mean, there is a true understanding in the sport that their business is driven by sponsorships, that they couldn't be there without somebody behind them helping them fund what it is that they're passionate about, what they love to do. So on different levels, I think that you really have to, you know, focus on what it is you're trying to accomplish. But if you're into the loyalty factor, if there are local businesses in your area that you really feel like it's hard to differentiate yourselves at times, you know, you focus on that group. And, again, that understanding between the sponsor and the outcome is so prevalent in racing. They really have an appreciation for what it takes for a sponsor to put an investment in them and in their sport. And the fact that, you know, if you continue to support that business that's helping make your sport happen every Saturday or Sunday or Friday night, you know, the outcome will be good for both of you. So
you think that racing fans are a little more likely to be loyal to a sponsor of an event or a participant maybe than, say, other sporting events?
The numbers are telling you that. I think that it's not that other sports fans don't appreciate their sport, but I think that, you know, in other sports you're dealing a lot more with funding that doesn't necessarily come from multiple sponsors to make the business happen. Yes, it's important. I mean, we're involved with other sports too.
Right.
On some local level, so I wouldn't want to devalue the importance of their sponsors.
No, it's not a matter of devaluing that as much as it is.
And I think that the person watching a race and part of that, they understand it. It's always been that way in racing, that it, you know, someone doesn't get on the track without getting help from a sponsor, whereas typically in other sports, you know, you really don't get that connection. You really feel like there's players out there and there's owners of teams, and that's what makes it happen.
Well, you know, I'm a golf fan.
Right.
But people go to a golf tournament. If they get a golfer's autograph, they're happy with that. They don't necessarily walk out with a sponsor's logo. But
right.
In NASCAR, it's a little bit different than I think.
Oh, because that racer is completely tied to the sponsor. I mean, that's really how you tie the two together.
So, folks, it might be something to look into from an advertising standpoint, from a marketing standpoint. Check out a local racing venue and see if there's an opportunity. I mean, spend your money wisely. Don't, you know, be judicious about it, but it might be something to think about. Indy, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for being here, and congratulations on a great contest. And they've got until Sunday, right, the 10th of April.
They have until the 10th to register. So, again, either online or run to your local Office Depot, race in. And, yes, it'll be done this Sunday, but...
Hurry up, folks. You better get on with
it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Indy. Good job. We'll see you next time. Good luck. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all you NASCAR fans. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.